Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Dave.
You've had a chance before, I know, as a person working in contracting and design to, you know, help people when they pick up after different storm, maybe not particularly with a tornado, but we've had, boy, things have come through this area before. It's not all, it's we're not Tornado Alley, but when it happens, it can be pretty tough. What are some of the things that you do? You've got to try to, I guess, tread a little bit lightly with people when they're talking to you. Maybe they say, this isn't exactly how we thought we'd be redoing part of our house, but now we're working with insurance, and it's an interesting process, isn't it?
It is, and you know, we don't predominantly focus in on renovation restoration due to you know, flood and fire and tornadoes and disasters and stuff like that. But I do get involved in projects that have had that kind of get them, you know, started whether they wanted to or not. And one of the main reasons we get involved a lot of times is yes, to fix what has been damaged, then, but to you know, better what they had,
sure,
what it is that they really would like to have from there on out. And a lot of times we're brought in after the claim has been settled with the insurance company, but most of the time that's just the cost to cover a little bit of the damage, and
yeah,
definitely does not cover a completely new kitchen or space or addition or whatever it is that they're looking to have done. And then, of course, we have to help them figure out, you know, what is the actual cost of what it is they want to do, opposed to just what the insurance company gave them for the repairs.
Mm-hmm. Michael, I wanted to ask you about, you know, one of the things with having 5,253 channels available on whatever, you know, whatever service you get, is that there are so many DIY shows that are out there. And, you know, I got to confess, sometimes I get, you know, I say, I'm not going to watch, I'm coming by, and then, oh, that looks interesting. What are they doing there? And I'll watch for a bit. I'll say, you know, I think I could do that. And other times I look at it and go, wow, in no way, shape, or form would I have either the knowledge, the equipment, the wherewithal, the time, or any kind of expertise to tackle a project of that. They call that do-it-yourself. There's no way. What happens when you have someone who's, you know, started a, you know, maybe they thought the kitchen was going to be a true DIY, stuff would show up,
right?
And then all of a sudden you're getting the ring ring, hello, can you help us out? That's happened, I know it.
Oh, it does actually quite frequently, believe it or not. And a lot of folks, you know, everybody has great intentions, and
yeah,
I get the whole, you know, sweat equity kind of mindset. And we do work with clients quite a bit, you know, we have them help out at the tail end of the project with maybe doing their finished painting and wallpaper. Maybe they want to, you know, like you see on TV, they want to get in there in the beginning and kind of just bang it up and demo some of that original stuff.
That's fun. Demoing's fun.
That can be fun.
Yes, it does.
It saves a few bucks. It's not a huge, you know, it's not like the silver bullet that knocks your job in half. But at the same token, you might save enough to, you know, pay for that new dishwasher or something of that nature and stuff in a project. And that can be very, you know, helpful for a lot of folks. Where people really misinterpret more often than not, and it's nothing against them, it's just, you know, just like any profession. When you work in something day in and day out, and you know, it's your livelihood and you study it and you keep up on it, you're going to be more proficient. You're going to understand all the ins and outs and a lot of the intricate details that are behind the scenes. And that's the part that a lot of people misinterpret. They look at their space for what it is. They see the stuff on the surface, and they say, well, I can deal with that.
Mm-hmm.
What they don't understand is what they're going to get into once they get past that front facade. And that's where they get into trouble, too, because a lot of that is what actually deals with code requirements, and then in the end is truly what gives them a quality end result that is actually value-adding. And that's where some folks kind of shoot themselves in the foot is they have the great intentions, they put the time into it, but because of lack of experience or understanding, it doesn't really turn into something that is going to be as fulfilling as it should and, of course, bring the value to their house that really it should.
That's very well said. I got to tell you, as somebody who has swung a sledgehammer before at a piece of drywall, that's fun. And then saying, uh-oh, what's that under there? that's when
right,
things take a real turn another direction. And then you become almost a reality show. You want to try to avoid that. Talking to experts like Michael with Dreammaker Bath and Kitchen can be a great first step for avoiding that kind of pain. They're at 1236 Turner Street in Lansing. Call them at 374-0041. Of course, they're open today through 4:30. And an even better way to go if you just had a computer on your smart device, Dreammaker Lansing. .com. Do it yourself. It's a fun thing to do. Everybody likes to watch it. It's not always the best way to go with your bath and kitchen, and frequently the answer is get some professional advice. It's a smart move to make, and call me now or call me later. I might be able to save you money at the head end, right, Michael?
That's right.
All right. More coming up here on the Morning Wake Up. Michael, thanks for joining us. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you, Dave. You too.